Titus chapter number 3. Let me read a couple of verses here. I want to begin reading with verse number 3. Stand with us, if you would. We'll honor the Bible. Titus chapter number 3. The Bible said, "For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life." Our Father, we bow in Your divine presence this morning, thanking You, Father, for every blessing. Thank You, Lord, for Your love and mercy. Thank You for the privilege that we have to be in Your house today. Thank You for what our hearts have been able to feel and what our ears have heard. Lord, we thank You, Father, for Your goodness and most of all for Your presence that's among Your children today. God, I pray, Lord, that if they be one here, maybe never have been saved, never been acquainted with the grace of God, Lord, I pray that today would be the day, Lord, that You'd touch their heart, convict them of their sins, and Lord, draw them to an altar of repentance. We ask You, dear God, to help us now today. Lord, we pray again that You'd anoint us afresh with fresh oil. Let preaching be easy for us. We ask You now to go with us in the service today. Help us, Lord, to do Your will this morning. Lord, save the lost and revive the backslider. And Lord, what You do for us, we'll praise You and give You glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want to, if you would, I want you to look into verse number 4 again with us. The Bible said, "But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared." I want to talk to us this morning, if God will help me, on God's love toward man. I want to talk to us on that thought for just a few minutes. God's love toward man. Now, you know, God has always loved His creation. We know that from the beginning. When the Bible said that God wanted to fellowship with Adam every day, and He did. He come down in the cool of the day, and He had fellowship with Adam, and he wanted to have that favor and fellowship with Adam. But Adam transgressed against God, and that fellowship was severed. But the love of God was never severed. Amen. The Bible said, "Who can separate us from the love of God?" I could never preach to you the love of God in my lifetime and ever do it right or do it justice. Many preachers have preached on the love of God and never have exhausted the love of God. The Bible tells us here in the text at Titus, how you remember Titus? Titus was a Gentile. If anybody could preach or talk about the love of God, it ought to have been Titus. Titus was a convert of the Apostle Paul in the church at Antioch. How you remember the Bible tells us in the book of Acts, how you remember what the Bible tells us, that the church at Antioch, there were Jews there, how that said that those at Antioch, how that the Gentiles, they could be converted, but they had to be circumcised in order to be saved. And Titus was one of those Gentiles there that were converted. The Bible tells us now that the Apostle Paul said no. And no, he doesn't have to be circumcised. They brought him, Titus, to Jerusalem. And Paul, he brought the case before the council. And they said nay. And so there Titus was, knowing the love of God, that God, my friend, loved him being a Gentile. And so now Titus is talking to us today about the love of God that God extended toward man. Amen. Toward all man. Yellow, red, black, or white. Makes no difference what nation you're out of. The love of God expands to you. Amen. And when you think about this appearing of the love of God, and the Bible tells us that it was manifested unto us
through God's gift. And the Bible tells us in 1 John in chapter number 4, the Bible said, "In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him." He said, "Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." And so we know this morning how the manifestation of the love of God was brought down through the gift of God. And for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And manifested in the gift of God. And the Bible said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm glad, thank God, that it was manifested through his gift. And but not only does Titus mention about the manifestation, but he talks about the commending of God's love in Romans chapter 5 and in verse number 8. God commendeth his love toward us in that while we as yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. And so we know this morning that love that was manifested through the gift of God was proved unto us by the Lord Jesus Christ, and that gave himself, my friend, for a propitiation for our sins. And that we could not do for ourselves, Christ done for us. And you've heard it before. We owed a debt that we could not pay, but he paid the debt, amen, that he did know. I'm glad this morning that love was proved unto us, that we, while we was yet sinners, Christ died for us. And the Bible said, "Scarcely would a man give his life for a righteous man, but Christ Jesus come for the ungodly, for the sinner." He loved us all. God's love toward all men. Well, listen, he loved you and he loved me. Amen. Amen. This love, amen, it is to be received by believers. Amen. You know, when I think about how much I know that God loves me, it was after I was saved when I realized the love of God. It wasn't before I was saved did I realize the love of God. Fact of the matter is, I really believe that God could not love anyone as sorry as me. I really believe that God did not love me, that he loved good people, not bad people, and I was among the bad people. But after I got saved, I found out that he loved bad people. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, "Beloved, if God so loved us," he said, "we ought to also love one another." He said, "No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us." Amen. And I found out that God loved me because he put a love in me for others. Amen. I want to say this morning that it's because of that love that he bestowed upon me and he bestowed upon you, that we do love each other. Amen. And because we do, it's manifested in us who believe that God loves us and his love is perfected in us, that we love one another. God loved me first. Amen. Before I ever loved him, I didn't know that. I didn't know God loved me. Fact of the matter is, when I was tearing down that little old barn over there in Blount County, 16-year-old boy got a job as a farmhand. Little did I know that God even thought, would even entertain in his mind somebody like I was. And I was tearing down that old barn. And when Brother Gary came in that room and got to telling me about a man named Jesus who loved me. I'm going to tell you, now until you have the revelation of God's love, amen, in your heart and in your mind, he reveals that to us. Had no idea God loved me. And then when he began to talk about the love of Christ and how God loved me, I thought, how could God love a sorry old dopehead and a drunk and a sorry cusser? How could he love somebody like me? And Gary said, that's what he came to die for. Had died for sinners. And he went in the other room and the Holy Ghost confirmed it in my heart that God loves sinners. And he loves you this morning. And when I believed, when I got saved, I felt the love of God for the first time in my life. When I turned around and saw all those people at the church, how there was a love set in for them. But before I got saved, I couldn't stand them. Every time I'd get around them in school, they'd be at the schoolhouse, and I'd just poke fun at them, and I'd laugh at them, and I'd talk bad about them. I'd catch them in the bathroom. Some of them would be in the bathroom, and I'd just make fun of them and cuss them in the bathroom and talk about how much they think they're so much better than I was, and that God loved them, and God didn't love me. And I'd just make, sometimes I'd just slap them in the back of the head because I'd be so aggravated at them. But I'm telling you, when the Lord saved me, woo, hallelujah, the first one that I got a hold of was the very one I used to make fun of. Embraced him and told him how much I loved him. Only Christ can do that and give us that kind of love. It's perfected in the saints of God that we love one another. You know, you don't do like that suit ways that suit me. You can't do that. You could never live good enough to suit me. I'd find some kind of fault in you if I looked. I'd find the hypocrisy in your life if I was looking for it. I would, but you know, I quit looking for that a long time ago. I used to find it over at the church house. I'd come to church and I'd see them kids that was over at the schoolhouse. Some of them claimed to be Christians, and they'd go to church and they'd be over at the schoolhouse a different person. I drank with some of them. I used to take dope with some of them that go to church on Sunday morning. And then during the weekends, they'd go get drunk with me. And the hypocrisies. And I think to myself, if that's all they are involved in it, I'm as good as they are. But I'm telling you, after I got born again, I felt the hypocrisy left my mind. I don't even look for it anymore. I love you anyhow. Hallelujah. I'm glad, thank God, he loved me while I was yet a sinner. He didn't wait for me to be a preacher. Amen. But he loved me while I was yet a sinner. Amen. Amen. Romans chapter number 5. Verse number 5 tells us the hope. Hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Amen. This love can be enjoyed. It can be enjoyed by the Holy Ghost of God. You know, the old song we used to sing, makes me love everybody, makes me love everybody. You remember that old hymn? You know why? Because of the Spirit of the Lord. I was preaching in the prison one time over in Mississippi at the jailhouse. And I told the church, I said, I want to get in the jailhouse and preach to them. Some of them looked at me and said, preacher, so why do you want to go down to the jailhouse? I said, because I feel compelled to go to the jailhouse and preach to them jailers, or preach to them prisoners. And they said, well, said, I don't know about that, preacher. I said, I do. I said, we're going to start on Friday night, so we're going to go down to the prison. I said, yeah. So I called them up, lined it up, got it all lined up. I said, who wants to go? And two or three of them said, we'll go. And we went down there to the prison. And over there, they had the jails, cells were right here. Then they had a little hallway right here for the prisoners. When they opened the doors, they'd come down the hallway to go to where they ate at. And then they'd have to come back. And the mean ones were in individual cells. And Now, the ones that wasn't that bad was in a collective sale, but the real mean ones was over here in just individual sales. And so I had a captivated audience right there. And so I went in there and I told them, I said, "I'm Brother McClellan. I said, I've come here to preach to you the gospel." Yeah. I said, "I was compelled by the Holy Ghost to come here to preach the gospel. And I want to preach to you how the love of God and preach to you a way that you can be set free." Amen. You may not be set free out of this jailhouse, but you can be set free in your heart. And I began to preach the gospel, and I seen some of them men began to break under the power of the gospel, and they could feel the love of the Holy Ghost, and some of them got saved, and the real mean ones, I could see their hands are hanging over the bars, and their heads are peeping out, and there's a trying to hear that somebody loved them, that somebody cared enough for them. It wasn't about three times when I got there till they was calling me by my name. Amen. I was loving them, and there's a loving me, and there's a getting saved and learning the Bible. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost can shed His love abroad in the hearts of God's people. Oh, His love toward all man. All man. You know what the difference is between you and those prisoners that's in jail? They got caught. We probably done things we ought to been thrown in jail for. Every one of us. If the truth is known. But they need the Lord too. Amen. The Holy Ghost lets us enjoy the love of God. It's shed abroad in our heart. You know, the Bible tells us that He speaks only of the Lord Jesus. Well, if that's the case, then He speaks only of the love of Christ. And God, the Bible tells us that God in Christ reconciling the world to Himself. Amen. He loves you this morning. Think about it. Now think about it today. Manifesting His love in giving His only begotten Son. Yes. Who would do that for you? Who would do that for me? But He did. Yes. And He gave His Son to die on our behalf and for our sins. We're the ones ought to die on that cross. If we had really been truthful about it, we should have, everyone be in hell today with our, some of the preachers said one time, with our neck broke. But Jesus was willing to come. Amen. For us and die for our sins, that we could have the forgiveness of God. To all of them that believe on Him. You know, He proved that love. He didn't only say it, but He proved it. What was it? Oftentimes, man's love is shallow. To the extent of it is just mere words. I love you. That's a lot of times it's just mere words. But where it gets really manifested is when I hug you.
I love you.
Ain't that right?
I love you, brother.
I love you. God bless you. Yeah. It's manifested. Christ did just that. He not only said He loved us, but He sent His only Son to prove that love for us. And if we'd believe on Him, we could receive the gift that God gave us. Amen. And then when we receive that gift, then that love of God is shed abroad from us, and it's perfected. God's love towards you, who can know it? You're here this morning. I don't know, you might feel like I felt. You may feel like that you're so sorry and you're such of a sinner to where God wouldn't save you and that God wouldn't forgive you of your sins. But this morning, God sent a preacher here to let you know that God's love is toward all men. Amen. Let us stand this morning.